Lord Ines? Pardon my intrusion. Good evening, Lord Ines. My lord, it is my great pride to present reports of the tasks entrusted upon this humble servant. They have been completed with exceedingly successful results. And here are the reports. Yes, my lord, let's see the reports. Here is the report of the situation with Carnate Village. According to Enri, the village chief, attacks have been repelled successfully, and the production of higher quality potions by the alchemist has formally passed the golden status. I have procured samples of the elixirs that have been made with the new method ready for mass production. And it passed with an accuracy of 91% of potion healing capacity. They are still inferior in quality from the ones we had in Yggdrasil, but as your majesty has pointed out, this world can normally only get about 25% of the effectiveness from such items. I was able to test the quality of the items thanks to the few skirmishes surrounding the area. I knew that would pique your interest. After all, you invited the potion maker to Nazareth. Such a remarkable individual. This here is a follow-up to the efforts put by me to find the Beast of the South, or Hamuske, as your highness refers to as. The original report was this one. With the help of Aura and Sheltier, I was able to confirm her safety for the time being. We found her inside the underground chapel in the second floor's grave for the second time following that report. And it appears that Hamuske has been able to improve her newly acquired skills. Fruit of the regime underwent with the lizard men, along with rapidly adapting to fighting using weapons and magic gears despite her status as beast. I requested Cocytus to arrange a befitting sparring partner for her. She was able to handle herself very well against the Death Knights only using martial arts. I expected nothing less of a creature that managed to grab the attention of a supreme being. Oh. Next is the report from Yuri Alpha about Tuarenya's training. She was taught to cook for the residents of the sixth floor. It's really impressive that her food managed to please the lizardmen, the dryads, and the dragonkin. I can personally vouch for her as well. On Yuri Alpha's recommendation, I took her with me so that she served as the chief of cleaning personnel during my stay in Riestis. She did an outstanding job. As well as keeping a facade, I arranged for the assassins under my charge to keep her safe at all times. Allowing us to experience firsthand the capabilities of our first human resident in Nazareth, along with giving her a chance to demonstrate her worth to other residents, since she is now under your protection, my liege. It's the best way I could find to apologize after insulting your decision to grant her Nazareth's protection. The final report I have is about the fallen Princess Renner. And I must say that she's an individual who's far exceeded my expectations. I have to admit, her scheming abilities and intellect might be closer to Demiurge. Her contributions to bring her own kingdom to rubble from the inside were perfectly calculated, and nobody even suspected a thing. I involved myself into her scheme to keep a close eye on her, in case her allegiance was in the wrong place, but she demonstrated to be a worthy addition to your ranks, my lord. I granted her a reward worthy of her services in advance for years to come, as you requested, my lord. That concludes the important reports, my lord. I have submitted every other report in detail, along with the aforementioned reports we just discussed at your desk. You flatter me, my lord, but it is only natural for a subject to obey each and every demand of a supreme being such as yourself. You must know it's my honor as your loyal subject. My lord, pardon my rudeness, I couldn't help noticing. You've been working non-stop on paperwork. I know how important your work is, for my lord is a supreme being, but I would also like to point out the importance of your mental health. My lord has always taught us to keep a healthy lifestyle for ourselves, and we know just how much care you have for us. In honor of that, I'd be more than glad to arrange a slime bath just for yourself. Just say the word, and I can make it happen. Pardon me. No bath?
Damn it. That would have been perfect.
Understood. Let's see. I know. I can arrange a banquet fit for a king of your caliber. We can finally have an opportunity to test the spell created by Chef Su to allow your highness to be able to test the fine dishes he prepares. Wouldn't you agree, Lord Ines? It's been on the scheduled list of things to do, but we never really had time to try until now. Of course, we can always arrange it for the next time, but it would be the perfect opportunity for my lord. Allow me to make it interesting for you. I was thinking about a triple S-grade cut of wyvern tail meat, alongside a fresh and delightful Empyrean salad. I can request for the harvesters to pick up the best ingredients. And to dress the salad, we have access to a light dressing called honey, which is collected at Carne Village, thanks to our human potion maker, Nefiria. All of this accompanied by Eclair's signature Forbidden Brew, a top-quality wine made from golden apples, dragon fruit, and ice grapes, the one that he meticulously produces once every 100 years in batches of 10. I always make an effort to secure one or two for special occasions, and I'm more than willing to offer you the best of the best. Just say the word, my lord. Your wish is my command. You don't have to apologize, my lord. We still have plenty of other opportunities to test the spell. You were only considering it because you wanted to give me a reward? You're gonna make me blush, my lord. One could even say that you are willing to court this humble servant. Oh, I'm sorry for the tease, my lord. But you know, you formally appointed me to be your acting fiancé. So, it is a little unfair that my lord is constantly teasing me and playing with this maiden's feelings. You already know how to please me, my lord. It's not like I'm hiding my unyielding love and devotion for you. But if you need me to say it, how about my lord and I engage in a passionate demonstration of affection? Perhaps my lord wanted this as much as I did. We may have already shared a kiss before, but I believe this would be the first time we've actually shared something special just for the two of us. This is something I will never forget. Thank you, my beloved Lord Ainz.